have not quit, then you should not quit either. Although I wonder sometimes if Roberta's quit, she disappears.
She hasn't quit. She's just MIA.
Right. I actually spotted her the other day.
Did you actually see her in New Orleans?
You know what? We never connected.
Uh-huh.
But I was there, I forget what
you were there Friday, watching. Saturday, Sunday, yesterday, right?
You're right. And on Sunday, I was about 50 feet away from her and could see her, but could not get her attention and could not get to her.
Really?
Yeah.
That crowded, eh?
It was, yeah.
It was good. The best part of it was?
You know what? I've gone to Jazz Fest in New Orleans for 15 years, and this one was a tough one because of the rain and the mud.
Oh, right. It was
a mess. Yeah. Good music still, great music, great food, great times, the whole bit, but it's a challenge trudging through that mud.
Yeah. All right, we have a beer story for Richie coming up in this half hour of A Good Day. We have time for it, plus a lot of class action lawsuits involving food labeling claims coming up, and there is a big hole in space. Before we do that, though, the folks, our friends, your friends and my friends in Washington, in Congress and in the Senate, have passed the Internet sales tax bill. So what does that mean? When do we start paying? Or are we already paying?
I don't know when we start paying, but we did pass it last night.
We did not pass it last night. I have nothing to do with this.
We, the United States.
I'm going to go sit in the corner.
No, we, the United States, didn't pass that last night. Sorry. But you can tell us what happened when the Congress voted against the better interests of the people of this country.
You know, I'm so conflicted on this.
Are you?
Yeah.
Not me.
Here's the for and against. And I've always been, new tax. No new taxes.
That's why I'm against it.
Right.
And the only way, here, let me interrupt you like you and me for just a second.
Go ahead.
Here's the way, if this thing were to pass and be fair, you take away some other tax someplace else, so this doesn't become another way for them to spend $11 trillion and waste it.
Well, I'm just saying, that's
the only way that this would be acceptable from my perspective.
And initially, that's what I thought, is that, okay, this is just another way for them to get into your pockets. And it is.
Yeah.
Okay? But here's the one conflict that I have with this, is that this booming internet juggernaut sales industry takes away from the brick and mortars and is running brick and mortars.
It's putting them on an unequal playing field.
Yep. And it's running some of the small mom and pop businesses out of business.
Yep.
And then I'm like, you know what? It's true. It's not fair for the brick and mortars, and I want to support them.
Yep.
So how do we do this without just throwing in another tax? And then the other thing that's on this is the small internet businesses that are not capable of really taking care of all the bookkeeping that this is. So let's say you run a small internet business in North Carolina. And most of your business comes from, you know, 3, 4, 5 states or whatever it is. And, or let's say it comes from all 50 states. Now you have to know how much tax to collect from that customer that lives in that state. Then you have to be able to take that money, account for it, and pay it to that state. And if you are dealing with 30 or 40 or 50 states, that is an accounting nightmare that a 3, 4, one person, 10 person business is really going to have a hard time with. And they say that they are going to, part of this law is that they have to provide you with the software to be able to do that, but you still have to have an accounting mind to be able to run that software. And a lot of people are saying, I don't know how to do it.
Well, I think you're right, and I think I'm right. There are two sides to the story. Yes, fairness is important, and treating people, as you've suggested, who are fighting, competing, trying to stay in business against the internet, I think this is fair. What bothers me more than anything else about this is it's another license to steal and waste. That's what it is.
Yep.
So, you want to collect $11 billion? Fine. We ought to have a whole economy based on collecting sales tax and forget about the IRS.
Sure.
Forget about the income tax. All of the things that go with this complicated system that we have that basically favors half of the people in the country, because half the people now don't have to pay any income tax one way or another. So that means the other half are carrying a burden. Excuse me, it's not fair. All right, so that's my read on it.
You know what the most shocking thing that came out of this that I never, ever realized, everybody never realized, is that before this was passed, technically we were supposed to keep track of our internet purchases and at the end of the year pay the taxes.
Right. Oh, yeah, I do that. Don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Who knew that?
Nobody knew.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
All right. So that's that story. In a moment, we go into outer space, a voyage that you probably won't be able to make unless you have a great imagination. And meanwhile, can you use your imagination for something a little more mundane? How about your hair looking better tomorrow or the next day after that than it looks today or it looks yesterday? The folks who make Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, a hair product that cleanses the follicles, the pores in your hair, so that the hair can start regrowing through those little pores. It's been plugged up by all the bad creams and shampoos and things that you've used, that cheap stuff that you get at the, when you go stay overnight in an expensive hotel, they give you a nice room with cheap supplies. So if you're using that stuff, might not want to, or at least use this to counter it. Provia is a product not only that cleanses the scalp, has a wonderful aroma to it. It's all natural. It strengthens your hair follicles, gives you stronger, fuller hair. So it'll look like you're using a volumizer. You know that shampoo that makes your hair look thicker and more beautiful? So that's what this is. Combination of all natural elements that will add to what you have and grow more of what you don't have. So you're going to have more hair and thicker and better hair. You'll love it. Try Provia now by dialing 800-525-8319. You'll get a 3-month supply, and your money is guaranteed to be spent well, or you get it back. In other words, it'll work as I've described it, or you don't have to pay anything. Got a lot of hair to gain here. Try Provia risk-free. And if you mention Doug Steffen, you get a free month supply with your order. Clean up your hair. Make it look better and brighter and fuller. 800-525-8319.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Kim is in a rush, and a large tree has fallen on her car. She needs to file a claim. Should she A, strap her claim forms to a caffeinated falcon, or B, file her claim on Geico.com? The correct answer is B. It's easy to quickly file a claim on Geico.com and set up an appointment with an adjuster. The caffeinated falcon would probably get disoriented and deliver the claim to some burger joint. Geico.com is much more efficient and doesn't have dangerous talons.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that defy the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-254-SITE. That's 1-855-254-SITE. 1-855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
I had a lovely Mother's Day. My family got me some nice slippers, pajamas, beautiful jewelry, all from Kmart. But then they got me a helper monkey who doesn't help. So, this Mother's Day, don't buy your mom a monkey. Just stop while you're ahead.
Kmart doesn't sell monkeys, but we have everything else you need for Mother's Day, including surprise points for members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart, it all starts here. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to terms at ShopYourWay.com.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise.
Well, maybe not quite. This is imagination requirement time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The folks at NASA who have satellites way out there. You know how far away some of these, like the Fermi and Swift satellites, are way, way, way out there. And they are sending back amazingly strong signals from some of the areas in the universe that we just don't understand. But we're trying to understand, for example, gamma ray bursts. Do you know what a gamma ray burst is?
I know what a gamma ding dong is.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Gamma ray bursts are not related to those, I don't think, Jennifer. Anyway, this gamma ray burst detected by these satellites was thousands and thousands of times brighter than the typical gamma ray burst that we are so used to in our backyard. Scientists are trying to figure out, but they think they know what has happened. One of the largest stars in our galaxy has run out of fuel. And when that happens, it explodes. Like what will happen to our sun and our solar system someday. The sun will expand, suck up our planet and all the other planets, then explode and go into heaven, wherever they go. Where does it go? It goes, actually becomes a black hole. And that's one of the things, this thing known as a supernova.
Right.
The stellar explosions that are bright enough by most standards to be seen through these satellites, even though they're billions of light years away. This is the story of GR8B130427A. It's the name of the... How in the world do they get stars and they can name them and know... This fascinates me.
I know. How you can map that.
Right, and keep going back to it and finding the same star when there are so many of them out there, never mind in our own galaxy.
And everything's always moving.
Yeah.
Do you think they're really finding the same star, or do you think they just... I mean, because
how would you
really
know? That's right.
They're like, there it is. Okay, I believe you, Joe. You know, how are you going to prove it?
Yeah. Anyway, the observation suggests that this... I'm not going to go through the numbers again. This particular super bright star is a few billion light years away. There were those who thought it was in a more distant galaxy. Can we even begin to imagine a few billion light years away? And that it's that's close, relatively speaking, when you think about how far out the universe goes, which is infinity. It's just beyond our ability to imagine, so we get a headache. But let me give you an example of what happens. The energy from a supernova is thought to be carried away by neutrinos, and that's not something they sell with Doritos. They are lightweight particles that are so important to understanding the fundamental laws of nature. They take them, the neutrinos, into a black hole. And on the other side could be another planet or the ability to create another planet, but you don't... I mean, how do you even... There's no beginning, no end, but yet there are holes that go someplace else and nobody knows where they go.
Yeah.
Mind-boggling.
You want to be the guy that goes down in that hole?
Oh, nope. My God. No, I think I'll stay home. Thanks. 21 after on Good Day.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, detox, and much more. All renovation teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order renovation teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Some of the music from The Voice last night. We don't like really when the teams get together and sing because we think it sounds like karaoke. Amber Carrington sang and set a high bar for the night according to the judges. So the next performer is Josiah Hawley from Team Usher singing Starlight. That's what this is. Watch this?
I did not.
No. Nay. But you didn't get back till late last night anyway, did you?
I did not, yes.
No. All right, Kenny's busy working, putting things together. So the judges apparently like this performance as well. So he his future bodes well. Team Usher and Josiah Hawley there. And now from Team Adam, Sarah Simmons singing Angel. Great song. This is a great pop song. Nice. Who did the original version of this?
Sarah McLachlan.
Now, is the object here to take the song and make it their own, or to sound as much like the original as they can?
I think it's to be true to who they are as an artist. So if it happens to sound like the original, but I think most of them want to put their own little spin on it.
Yeah, but this sounds pretty much like the original. It does. Sounds quite good, actually.
Yeah, I mean, some people can do that, but if it comes off as karaoke.
Right. Yeah. Well, the judges, Richie, liked her as well. Sarah Simmons, nicely done. Next performer from Team Usher, Katia. I have nothing. Usher chose this song for her. So not to make too short a work out of this, Richie, but Usher thought she could have performed better, and Shakira didn't like the choice of the song for this singer.
I have a tip. If you want to go on the show, don't do an Adele song and don't do a Whitney Houston song.
Yeah, right.
Those are the two rules.
Yeah, that's probably pretty smart, Jennifer. All right, so let's see here. Adam and Usher performed together two of the judges. This song is called Superstition, Richie.
Yeah, I think it's Stevie Wonder, yeah.
Yeah. They do something like this. Doesn't this distract from the performers that are supposed to be getting all the attention?
I mean, no. The people like the judges, and they whatever reason they watch is the judges are performers that they like.
All right.
And I will tell you, I saw Maroon 5, Adam Levine at the Jazz Fest.
He's really good.
Yes.
He seems like a girl. I've seen him. I just saw him a couple months ago.
You know what? I thought it was fine, but I just thought it was kind of a boring performance. I mean,
he gets up on stage and jumps around.
Maybe it was the venue, because they had a lot of elements when I saw him. But it was it was an arena show. It wasn't an outdoor concert.
Right. They might as well have been playing the records.
From Team Adam, here's Caroline Glazier singing 18.
I don't know the song. Because
the wrong one.
I know.
Cut
7:13.
13,
on Caroline. This is the dimply one.
She's cute.
Yeah, very cute.
Not much at all.
The judges didn't find much there either. So they finish off with Usher's...
I love it when I don't know.
Why do you keep playing that?
I love.
Hi, this is Vito singing Against All Odds from Team Usher. Don't like it. That's not a good song for him. Anybody disagree?
Yeah, it's
not my favorite.
Yeah.
All right, so there's an overview of some of the things from The Voice last night on NBC here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many dogs and cats with joint problems like arthritis, bursitis, hip dysplasia, and other problems. There are many of them. In fact, 1 out of 5 dogs show symptoms of arthritis by the time they reach middle age. It's heartbreaking to see your pet, once full of life and energy, slow down and simply prefer just to hang around. Dogs and cats with joint pain endure in silence for too often. You must learn to identify the clue that your pet is not feeling well and be proactive. Consult your veterinarian. Does your pet need supplements? Check closely your pet's weight. Keep those nails trimmed. Keep your pets physically active. And when your pet is in an excessive and continued pain, painkillers may be given, prescribed by your veterinarian only. You know, dogs and cats do suffer with arthritis, and it's important to look at your pets when they're feeling good, because this way you can tell when they're not feeling good and take action. Dogs and cats can be silent sufferers. Sometimes when they're not feeling good, they just wander off and suffer on their own. So it's up to you, as a good pet guardian, to be watchful and notice any changes in your pet's behavior and take action immediately. I'm Warren X. The other day, a longtime customer reminded me that the vitamins I developed, Hugs and Kisses, are now keeping a second generation of their dogs and cats healthy and looking fabulous. It's been 20 years, and back then it was a popular misconception that all the nutrients your dog or cat needed were in a high-quality pet food. That's exactly why I formulated Hugs and Kisses supplements, insisting on the finest ingredients like lecithin as the number one ingredient. And to support your pet's immune system, I formulated them with rich antioxidants. The result is softer fur and no more chewing or constant scratching. Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements help reduce shedding and promote overall wellness. With my 30-day money-back guarantee, you can be confident your pet will be soft and shiny in no time at all. People will actually compliment your pet on their shiny coat. Just read the comments on my website at thepetshow.com. Both dogs and cats love the taste of my chewable Hugs and Kisses supplements. Even picky eaters love these semi-moist nugget treats. Order your jar today. Just call the Hugs and Kisses counselors at my office at 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-430-4847.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, sea cucumber, super fem and super male plex, plus glucosamine chondroitin, our best best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Happening here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, the most important stories of the day, hopefully the most interesting ones, told from the perspective of one Rich McFadden or Kenny or Roberta. No, Roberta can't get her to tell anything. We can get Jennifer to tell you a story. Matter of fact, Jennifer, what's up in the television news department? We'll be visiting TV Land in a few minutes. What are we going to hear about?
Well, some more idle rumors we'll be talking about.
Idle rumors.
Some Honey Boo Boo news and... Good. My favorite guy, Dr. Drew. I'll tell you about him, too.
Dr. Drew. All right. So the story, by the way, I thought for the day today comes from Joe Girard, who said the elevator to success is out of order. You have to use the stairs and go one step at a time. People who often go up fast on the elevator come down just as fast. Have you noticed that? But if you build, the building blocks are one step at a time. I thought that was pretty sage advice. The three captured, or I suppose more importantly, kidnapped women in a Cleveland suburb. This is a story that you would hope never visits you or anybody you know, because it is horrific. Never mind the fact that these women were captive. Nobody knew whether they were alive or dead. But imagine what happens when you're free of those bonds. The story... Well, these women are the women that were... Why do you do that? You distract me when I'm not finished telling the story yet. You've distracted me. You tell the story, because now I'm not...
I haven't heard anybody but you talking, sir.
I was just telling him in his ear to tell everybody who these women are.
All right, you can tell the story.
Somebody, Doug Steffen Show.
Oh, you want me to tell the story?
Yes, please.
I was in the process of doing that.
Right.
Anyway, the essence of it, there is, and I forget the names of the ladies, although I can remember hearing the 911 call.
Amanda Berry.
Amanda Berry is the one
that
made Jesus,
right.
And Michelle Knight.
There we go. All right. All three of these women, Amanda apparently was captured by herself, and then the other two were added
all in
later.
Different years, actually.
All
there was one that was already there. There was one in 2002, one in 2003. That was Amanda Berry, and then one in 2004.
Right. And they were in somebody's basement?
Mm-hmm.
In a Cleveland suburb, yeah.
Ah. And so how did they get out?
Well, we don't know how Amanda Berry escaped from wherever they were being held, but she was pounding on the windows and the doors, and a guy who lives right next door heard the pounding, and she said, "Help me, I'm Amanda Berry." And she said the guy came over and kicked in the door, and she got out with a young girl, a six-year-old girl, and said, "Help me, I'm Amanda Berry. I've been here for a long time. I need a phone. She was screaming, going crazy. And another neighbor came over with a phone. They called police, and the police came, arrested the one 54-year-old guy who lived there, and then they arrested his two brothers who did not live there.
Yeah.
And ends up, it looks like, these three girls and the one girl, Amanda Berry's daughter, was being held captive there. The thing I don't get is she was being held for 10 years, and she has a six-year-old daughter.
Do so the that, math there, Rich.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But,
no, it's his.
But she says they abducted me and my daughter.
Hmm. Wow. I think there's a little the hysteria that would be created by just seeing the light of day. I mean, can you imagine being out of touch?
I can't imagine.
Can you imagine being locked away? Can you imagine what the emotional feelings would be like if you had these men groping all over you for all these years? These sick, demented.
The thing that was it Jessica Dugard?
Yes.
Who was abducted for, I don't know, 10 years. She was taken when she was like 11 or 12. All of these women were in there. They were 19 and 20.
There was one that was 13, though.
There was one that was 13?
I think it was Amanda, wasn't it?
No,
that was Jesse, the what's the other one's name? The middle
Michelle.
One. Michelle.
Yeah, Amanda was 17.
Yeah.
And Georgina, Gina was 14.
These things, the only other thing that strikes me about this is how clueless and really clueless the doofus of the 911. I don't even get that call.
No, he was very insensitive.
He was like just Maroney.
Well, and the other thing is the guy that freed her lived right next door, and I saw him on the news saying,
yeah, we had barbecues.
We had barbecues together. We listened to salsa music together. He's like, I had no idea. Mm-hmm. And all the other names, because you look at this house, the houses are only separated by about 5 or 8 feet. Good. And how do you not know? I mean, that's just... Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well, at least he's not a nosy neighbor.
Apparently.
Circumstances. 38 past the hour. Former Washington Wizards center Jason Collins is appearing as a supporter for Democratic candidates for various offices. Apparently he's captured the eye of Mrs. Obama. He is now...
Not that way, though.
No, apparently not. No, right. He's going to be the main speaker at a dinner on the 29th of the month. Mrs. Obama speaking, and then she's going to introduce Jason Collins. And if you want to go, this is a fundraiser of the Democratic Party. It's $1,250 a plate if you just want to get in. If you want to buy a table and get special recognition by Jason and Mrs. Obama, $32,000 for a table.
That's some chicken with sauce.
Huh? Woof.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so Jennifer has the television report, and we have other items cooking away here because this is an important day in the history of radio, and you're witnessing it with your ears. It's Ear Witness Radio on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center, sir. This way to the parlor.
You mean the lobby?
No, sir, that's the foyer. Shall I ring the valet?
Nah, I already parked.
Right.
Butlers would make tire shopping fancy, but they wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with online scheduling, extended hours, and top brands like Die Hard and the Mighty Road Handler. Buy three, get one free on Goodyear Eagle GTs and up to $80 in mail-in rebate on eligible Goodyear tires. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offer ends 5/18. Free tire, vehicle with lesser value. Rebate ends 6/1. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80. Installation required. See store for details.
This report is brought to you by Bank of the West. This summer, your band could kick off one of the West's largest outdoor free concerts. Bank of the West is hosting a national competition looking for a band to open their annual Celebrates America concert. The winners will perform for a crowd of thousands at Memorial Park in Omaha, Nebraska. This year's show features Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo, plus Loverboy, along with a fireworks show. You can nominate your favorite up-and-coming bands online at Facebook.com/Bank of the West. Five finalists will be chosen by music industry representatives based on their musical talent and their stage presence, personality, and creativity. An online public vote will determine the winner to be announced in mid-June. For more, visit Facebook.com/Bank of the West. Nominations are open until May 10th. And whether you're hoping to be on stage or in the audience, come join us at the Bank of the West Celebrates America concert on Friday, June 28th.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and...
Sounds of music.
Sure.
OEM and driving environment. Critical specifications impacting.
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including ride and handling at. Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
There was 17 for the hour. Jennifer Horn with Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, and Doug Steffen on the television prowl now. Jennifer's got some hot things happening.
I do. Yes, I do. And actually, on the heels of the big wedding over the weekend, TLC has announced the second season of Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. That's right, a big fat wedding present for Mama Bear and Sugar Bear Thompson. They're coming back July 19th at 9 p.m. And this season, they will take part in hijinks like butter rolling, tap dancing lessons, and wrestling events.
Great.
Yeah.
That's the best
I'm
part of all of it.
I'm getting my DVR set right now. Butter rolling with Sugar Bear.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about American Idol, shall we? The producers at American Idol have been trying to figure out what they can do to save the show because this season was kind of a train wreck. They've lost a lot of ratings. Nigel Lithgow is now interested in bringing on a dream team of new judges, including Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez, that's his girlfriend, by the way, Pink, who actually might be pretty good, and Sean P. Diddy Combs.
So they want anybody older than 24 watching it. That's a perfect combination.
Pink would be good. Pink's in her 30s.
What's wrong with Timberlake?
Justin Bieber would be great. I'm talking about that little worm, Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber would be tough, especially if they put him with Selena Gomez, although people, I think, would tune in to see if they were together or not because they've had such a tumultuous affair.
Yeah.
Also at American Idol, Mariah Carey's husband is speaking out, talking about how people behind the scenes are perpetuating this feud between her and Nicki Minaj and that she did not sign up for that. There is no chance that she is coming back next season. She's upset. The producers of the show are upset. And Idol's bringing back Jennifer Lopez. They are maybe trying to get her back for next season, but in any case, she'll be back May 16th to debut her new single, Live It Up, on American Idol's season finale. Now, speaking of Fox, they have a show called Cops. Have you heard of it? It's been on for 25 years.
Really?
Yes, Cops. 25 years. You know, I always thought Cops was kind of junky.
I thought
until
it was gone.
No, it's still on. Until I was on an airplane once, and then I got hooked to Cops because I just watched it episode after episode.
You mean Bad Boy, what you gonna do when you're that Cops? Yeah.
Yes, it was still on Fox. Fox would put it on the weekends, on Saturdays actually, but it was the last episode that Fox would air. It just happened over the weekend, but the show got picked up, so season 26 will debut on Spike TV in September. So it was saved. It's kind of interesting. Now let's talk about Dr. Drew. He says he is done with VH1's Celebrity Rehab because the show is very stressful and intense for him. He was on a radio show and he made comments about the five cast members that have recently passed away, including Mindy McCready, Rodney King, Jeff Conway, Mike Starr, and Joey Kovar. And he said, quote, to have people questioning my motives and taking aim at me because people get sick and die because they have a life-threatening disease and I take the blame. Rodney King has a heart attack and I take the blame for that. And he's right. I mean, he's helped a lot more people than have passed away from that show. So leave Dr. Drew alone. Also, a little Office news for you, Dougie.
Yes.
Up until now, everyone associated with the Office finale has said that Steve Carell will not be returning, but they've been lying. He's coming back. Michael Scott will make a cameo in next week's finale. His appearance will be short, but he will be there. He surprised fans in Scranton, Pennsylvania Saturday when he joined his former castmates for a rap party. Series finale airs on May 16th. And a little Criminal Minds news. It looks like Thomas Gibson and Joe Montana will be back for Criminal Minds. But all of the girls in the cast have not re-signed on because they said they have not been treated fairly like the men have. So will they be back? I don't know.
I thought Montana hated that show because it was a twisted, demented, sick show. And he said it was doing things to him, taking him to dark places.
Well, apparently he's willing to overcome that for the millions of dollars that he makes.
Yes.
He can find a good therapist, maybe.
All right. So, the essence of when you get into these places, I'm always interested in some of the anecdotal things that happen to people who are in the public eye.
Mm-hmm.
And so I noticed there are a couple of F-bomb stories today. One of them involves Helen Mirren, who apparently went ballistic on a group of street performers.
She's such a lady.
Well, I'm not sure about that.
One would think.
She is currently starring as Queen Elizabeth II in a London stage play. And during the show on either, I think it was Saturday or Sunday, a group of street drummers were outside the theater, and they were banging away so loudly that you could hear it while she was on stage performing. So she got so upset during the intermission, she went out onto the street and screamed at them. One of the guys who was in the band said, this little old lady came out in a green dress, lots of pearls and a tiara.
Little old lady.
And headed for the conductor. And apparently she said she was blanked up. People had played blanking money for their theater tickets. She used the F word about 20 times, she was on what the band director said, a proper rant. She admitted to her tirade saying that there were a few thespian words that get the point across. As well as that. So then, to continue, Arnold Schwarzenegger's son Patrick apparently is a problem. It's not the first time I've heard stories about him. I don't know about you, Jennifer, but this kid apparently feels like he's entitled. So he was in a club and apparently was getting foul mouth, and so he didn't like the DJ in the club. So he said, get that blanking DJ out of here. And everybody in the place is a blanking, oops, I almost used the word. Get the blank, you know, it's just more of the same kind of stuff.
Don't you know who I am?
He used a yeah, exactly. And he used a fake ID to get into the store. All right?
That's nice. Good example for the kids out there.
Well, you got to wonder, again, sort of what in the world it
now
is.
Now, this is his son with...
Yeah, with Maria Shriver.
Right. Not the son he had with the maid.
No.
Right. He's only like 10 now.
Right. All right. For those of you who are beer drinkers, Richie, are you one of those?
I am, proudly.
If you are a thirsty music festival goer, this summer may be a great time for you to enjoy beer instantly, delivered by drones.
That's awesome.
During the Opti Music Festival in Africa, attendees are going to be able to order from their phones any kind of beer that is available locally, and a beer-equipped drone will swoop down and deliver the beer via parachute to the appropriate customer, as explained in a video, which you can see at DougStefan.com.
Whatever. So you're telling me that if they drop a beer via parachute down into a crowd of people, that the one person who ordered it is going to be the guy that's able to grab it, okay? That seems legit. Dilemma number A, okay? Dilemma number B is...
I like number A and B.
I know, yeah. Is they better be able to drop a porta potty right into that crowd, too.
Now, that would be convenient.
I was just at one of these things, and if you had two or three beers and then couldn't... It takes you 20 minutes to make your way to the porta potties because of the crowd.
Right. There you go. How about we have a burrito dropping drone next?
That would be helpful.
How about that? Then we have beer and Doritos for everyone.
I like it.
Courtesy of the beer drones. All right, check the story out at DougStefan.com. 51 minutes after the hour, Richie's feeling refreshed and fulfilled now on the Good Day program. It's Tuesday.
Time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor. Barber say, show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now 53 past the hour. A new study by TrendWatching.com shows that consumers love the thrill of pre-buying the new and innovative products being discovered every day on crowdfunding sites like Rocket Hub and Indiegogo or Kickstarter.com. And that's what we focus on Startup America News right now on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Mike Hayes from Startups in America News. If you thought the best revenue streams for your business were the revenues from your retail pricing and wholesale pricing to sell or resell your product or service, it may be time to think again. At least according to a new research study from TrendWatching.com. Today, we're going to look at some of this new research to see what the studies show about our present and the immediate future of what they are calling the fastest growing trend for entrepreneurs called pre-selling products. Their research report reveals what they claim is a crucial new equality of supply and demand, one that did not exist for shoppers in traditional offline or online selling, which Trend Watching is now calling pre-tail selling. The researchers claim pre-tail is a mode of consumption that sees consumers treating crowdfunding platforms as the new shopping malls. Why? Because they explain that's where consumer demand for the most innovative, exciting, and unique products are being served best there than anywhere else by an army of entrepreneurs and startups. End quote. Crowdfunding, they say, has unleashed on consumerism global awareness of the impact of entrepreneurialism, creativity, and the intelligence of thousands of individuals and startups. And because of these new pre-tail platforms, anyone with an idea can now pitch that idea directly to pre-sell to consumers. For the first time ever, they say the supply of offers to consumers can actually match their demand. I think a perfect example of the successful way to pre-sell products is the story of Andy Crafter, CEO of Spira Footwear.
I ran across this concept of crowdfunding and a site called RocketHub.com and offered a bunch of deals for people. Ultimately, we sold about 800 pairs of shoes in a couple of months. We'd offered a little discount, gave us enough money to produce the first run of shoes. We ended up raising a little less than $43,000.
I think another key point to bring up is the relationship between crowdfunding and direct response. So I asked longtime direct response professional Andy Butler about the relationship between DR and his crowdfunding campaign for Zubo Water.
If you look at the pitches and how they're constructed, the most effective ones, you know, reach back to the fundamentals of direct response marketing. The clarity of stating the benefits, you know, and then stating why you are uniquely qualified to offer this product, and then closing is direct response.
They explain it this way. Consumers who are engaged in pre-tail buying are driven by the thrill of finding exciting, useful, or relevant products. And reportedly, consumers love many products that would never make it to a traditional brand's production line. So entrepreneurs can now present an array of innovations to consumers at such low cost and low risk that the pre-selling market is almost infinite. Furthermore, these researchers claim pre-selling is as close to a perfect market as economists can imagine. And pre-selling helps innovators quickly discover whether or not their product is serving the desires of consumers. Feedback helps tweak product ideas and can help ensure that products are a perfect fit for their consumers once they're produced. Then the next steps, according to trend watching, include moving from pre-tail to e-tail to retail. And over the past 3 years, we've been conducting our own research into pre-selling by investigating dozens and dozens of crowdfunding success stories and case studies. For more, please contact me directly with your questions, Mike@StartupAmericanNews.org, or call me, 415-781-9296. Thanks.
Ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.